Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
So first of all, I want to tell you I don't smoke. And number two, I don't recommend smoking. In this video, I want to talk about a very specific thing that relates to stopping smoking too suddenly. Now, I highly recommend you do stop smoking, but you have to do it correctly. Because what I've observed with many, many, many people that are chronic smokers and they stop very suddenly, they start gaining weight in the stomach. That's high levels of adrenal hormones. They start having problems with the heart, blood pressure, health problems. Now, a lot of people don't have that problem, but I've observed a lot of people who do have that problem, and it has to do with nicotine. So let's talk about nicotine. Nicotine is a drug that triggers certain body chemicals. They're called neurotransmitters. Now, what is a neurotransmitter? Neurotransmitter is a hormone-like chemical that travels through the nervous system. Hormones are chemicals that travel through the blood. So nicotine triggers some neurotransmitters, which have to do with the stimulation of the adrenal glands and other body parts, okay? So we're going to talk about the adrenal. Over time, chronic smokers with a lot of nicotine start to trigger the adrenals and to the point where you can feel relaxed when you're smoking, because nicotine opens up or vasodilates the arteries around the heart. They're called the coronary arteries, the main arteries around the heart. So you can actually feel like you can relax when you smoke. It's kind of weird, isn't it? And it also relaxes the bronchial tubes. So when you breathe this smoke, you can feel like you can breathe better with nicotine. It's not the smoke, it's the nicotine that opens up the bronchial tubes. And this is all initially when you start smoking, but over time it becomes a lesser effect. So you need more and more nicotine to create that effect. So people generally smoke to reduce stress, and they can actually feel calm. But what's happening is just a drug that's manipulating these certain chemicals, giving you the illusion that you feel your stress going down when really it's going up. All it's doing, it's opening the blood flow to the heart, and it's opening up the lungs, but creating a lot of other issues for the rest of the body. Now, what happens with nicotine over time is the receptor that receives that chemical in the adrenals and in the brain and other parts of the body starts to become downgraded or desensitized or resistant. Very similar to if you eat a lot of sugar, the receptors for sugar or insulin will get downgraded, and they call that insulin resistance. That's type 2 diabetes because it comes from too much sugar. Well, the same thing with too much nicotine. Your body is basically trying to adapt and reject the nicotine. So it's going to force the body not to absorb it to some degree. So those receptors for nicotine become desensitized. They won't let it in. So here the body is, your adrenal glands, which is the stress gland, are so dependent on that nicotine over time that if you stop cold turkey, with these receptors being downgraded, you like have a sudden shift of neurotransmitters that drop way, way down because they're so dependent. It's like having a child that's so dependent on the parents that parents do everything for this child till he's 20 years old and kick him out of the house. He can't survive. He doesn't have any skills. So the point is nicotine makes the adrenals dependent on nicotine, and then when you stop, the adrenal glands can crash and burn and create a lot of health problems. All right? Now, I recommend that you do stop smoking, but do it correctly. How do we do this? Number one, right before you stop smoking and during the stopping and the smoking, and after the stopping smoking, you need to replace the raw materials to build up those neurotransmitters. Now, the specific ones are phenylalanine. You can buy these from the health food store. Phenylalanine, tyrosine, L-DOPA. Those are the three amino acids that you can get that will help building up your reserve so you can make the transition off the cigarette smoking without creating serious adrenal issues and weight gain. B vitamins, very important because they are the precursors, the thing that help you build up these neurotransmitters. So I recommend you get your B vitamins from nutritional yeast, not the synthetic ones you buy pelvis door. Okay, so this is the protocol. All right, so I just want to summarize the point that if you ever ask someone when they started gaining weight, many times they'll say, well, after I stopped smoking. And yes, it could have to do with the eating more, but a lot of times it has to do with the adrenal glands that can't recover from years of the dependency on that drug. Hope this helped. I'll see you in the next video.